under the cover of this pandemic, billions of public money handed to faceless corporations, including Tory-linked firms, without competition or transparency, without democratic accountability, or any accountability, for that matter, to the public.
Don't believe me?
And it's money that should have been invested in our National Health Service, that should have left a legacy for the British people by building up properly funded public services that we can all rely on in the future. But instead, it was siphoned off.
However, the infrastructure of our entire test and trace system, the enforcement, is run by a company called Serco.
Serco. Before you download the Track and Trace app, you should consider what I'm about to show you.
Has anybody heard of Serco?
Yeah.
The Serpent Company. Right, now before I tell you about Serco, this is how it works.
Serco is everywhere. If there's a government department for it, there's probably a Serco service for it. Except Serco call them markets. But let's try and give you a sense of the scale of this thing.
The law changed 2 weeks ago. If you are asked to isolate for any reason, you do not need a test. You do not need symptoms. You can get a little notification on your phone saying stay at home, and you can get £1,000 fine. And if you break the rules, you get up to a £10,000 fine. This is administered by Serco, okay?
£12 billion has been allocated for test and trace. Much of that's been squandered on outsourcing giants like Serco, which not only have records of failure, but been fined in recent years for ripping off the public purse. Now, the leader of the House is a proud advocate of outsourcing and privatisation, but maybe even he thinks it's gone too far when these companies are putting lives at risk.
Who are Serco? Here we go. Bear with me, I've made some extensive notes.
So will the leader of the House condemn the private sector companies undermining our test and trace system, and will he grant a debate on this?
No.
The track and trace system that's being marketed and sold to the public as an NHS system is contracted to and run by a number of private companies. Here are a few facts you may want to know about some of the companies involved.
Serco are the multinational company that employ more people than British Armed Services, 125,000 people. They've got 40 subsidiary companies across the globe. They are the largest outsourcing company in the world.
As you are watching this, Serco continues to secure contracts around the world to build prisons, run military bases, and border protection.
And they win 70% of the contracts they bid for. They turn over £5 billion a year. Here's a short look into what they do.
Serco was contracted to train, recruit and manage contract tracers, as well as running test centres.
They cover waste disposal all over the UK, transport, half of London's traffic lights, all of Dublin's. Ontario, Canada, they issue your driving licence. In New Zealand, trains, ferries, all across the UK too. In Australia, they have a presence on every single military base. That's just in Australia.
But at this early stage, it has been forced into a humiliating apology after it shared the email addresses of 296 tracers by accident.
Serco are contracted to run the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. Does anybody know what FEMA is? They administer and run two whole FEMA camps worth $600 million. 17 states they run FEMA.
Serco has fallen at the first hurdle and failed to even keep its own people's data secure.
Immigration detention centres across the UK, Australia and New Zealand. Air traffic control across the whole world. Public transport in the West and in the Middle East is dominated by Serco. That means the ANPR cameras. That means the facial recognition cameras. They run, own and maintain all of that infrastructure.
Don't believe me?
The choice of Serco to handle this project is adding insult to injury. The company was fined £19.2 million last summer for fraud and false accounting over the Ministry of Justice's electronic tagging service for released prisoners where one of six tags they charged the government for didn't exist, resulting in overcharging of £50 million. Two of their former executives were also criminally charged over the affair.
They are contracted for the DWP call centres. They're the largest operator of private prisons in the UK. Who knew that it's not just the US that has private for-profit prisons? They're in the UK too, and they're run by guess who? Serco, the serpent company.
The Panama Papers leaked unearthed more dirt on Serco's track record. They referenced allegations against Serco which included breaching responsibilities of the handling of nuclear waste, manipulating results to show it met NHS targets, covering up sexual abuse of immigrants, plus horrendous reports from prisons it ran in New Zealand and Australia.
They run every single state school in Bradford between 2001 and 2011. In that decade, kid me not, was that not the decade when the grooming, industrialised raping of young girls was its most prevalent in the Northeast? They ran all of the schools in Bradford. Political persuasions aside, that happened, and they were in charge of every school in Bradford. Along with G4S, they are the largest contractor for services for vulnerable children. They run the infrastructure of the child protection services.
They are the largest air traffic controller in the world. They run half of London's traffic light system and an RAF base.
They run the UK ballistic missile system and our entire nuclear arsenal.
Serco has run the UK's ballistic missile system since it was initially outsourced in 1964, as well as the entire UK nuclear arsenal from creation to decommissioning.
They run three UK naval bases. Serco are contracted to administer many UK hospitals. The entire NHS blood bank is run by Serco. Does anybody starting to get an idea of how huge this multinational conglomerate company is?
Serco works in six sectors of public service supply: transport, health, defense, immigration, justice, and citizen services. Yes, a single company is responsible for most of the transport, health, immigration, prison, and citizen services in the UK. Just in case you missed it the first time I said it.
It is the octopus. It is the snake. It is the spider at the center of the web.
Obscene.
Serco have contracted for a high defense Skynet, i.e. Terminator 2. Skynet satellite system. Serco run that. They also run and administer the US Patent Office. They issue every patent in the US. Serco have been involved in scandals in every one of these areas. They were fined £22 million. They run the ankle tagging for prisoners. So all the prisoners in the UK that have got that ankle tag on, that's Serco. £22 million fine for charging the government for dead prisoners. Who knows about that scandal with Nigel Farage's trial? What do you think about Nigel Farage out the window? That scandal of those immigrants that have been picked up in the Channel and been put into hotels. Guess who's doing that? Serco.
So last week we went to the Bromsgrove Spa Hotel. I'd been told by local residents that recently the hotel had been filled up with illegal immigrants, but closed. So we went up, we visited, I made a video. And we've exposed the fact that all over the country what's happening is hotels are being filled up by people crossing the channel, people getting into the country illegally. Serco, the company that have been given a £2 billion contract by the government over the next 10 years to house these people, they've said I was wrong because actually they're accommodating women and children as well. Well, not in that hotel, they're not, is all I can say. And they say that it's temporary until they can find more permanent solutions.
They run every single immigration centre. Guess what they also run? All of the high-speed rescue boats for the border force. Every single one of them is issued, serviced and ran by Serco. They are on commission to pick up every immigrant. They get £900 a pop to put them in their own immigration centres. And if they're full, guess where they go? In the four-star hotels. Serco pick up the bill and they probably double it before they give it to the government and we have to pay for it.
Holy shit.
And they're involved at RAF Menwith Hill, the secretive signals intelligence gathering centre that's thought to be involved in GCHQ's Tempora Dragnet project. So it could be that they're helping the government collect data on you.
Yeah, £900 a pop for each asylum seeker. A very infamous asylum detention centre in Yarl's Wood is run by Serco and it's infamous for sexual abuse and prostitution rings. They've lost lots of contracts for malpractice in August. They got £108 million to run test and trace. And for the first few months, everyone was just sat around watching Netflix. They had contact an average of two people each. £108 million we spent on that. So, who owns Serco? Serco is owned by CCL, the Crown Corporation Limited.
As you are watching this, Serco continues to secure contracts around the world to build prisons, run military bases, and border protection.
Who owns the Crown Corporation Limited? The Crown Estate. Who owns the Crown Estate? The Crown. It's owned by the Crown. Corona means crown. Did anybody know that?
Yeah.
Corona is a crown virus. It's the virus of your highness. Okay. CCL and the Privy Council have the golden share in Serco, based in Hook in the southwest. There are two other companies I'm going to expose. They're all in the southwest too. Who's heard of Kinetic with a Q? Yeah. Who's driven out past Verwin, seen that big sign? Yeah. Kinetic are the cyber defense and military wing of Serco. They are also owned by the Crown. They are the same institute.
The most egregious example being the eye-watering 12 billion of public money handed to private companies, including Serco, for this failing test and trace system.
Serco have an $8 billion US defense contract and Kinetic have a $9 billion US defense contract.
Conservative Baroness and business executive Baroness Harding appointed as the head of track and trace. Serco's CEO, the brother of a former Tory MP, and Tory MPs on the boards of companies winning contracts.
There is also another institution of this unholy trio. Who's heard of the Purbright Institute? The Purbright Institute in Surrey was responsible for foot and mouth. They also work at Porton Down. It was started by Lord Purbright, Edward de Worm Rothschild. Linked with Cecil Rhodes and the Round Table and the Pilgrim Society. Does anybody know who those people are?
Yeah.
Starting to paint a picture, guys, yeah? It's not just a private company.
And if you've got a problem with any of this, well, why not take it up with the government's anti-corruption champion, Dido Harding's husband and a Tory MP? The whole thing stinks.
Purbright Institute owns a 200-acre site with Kinetic, with a satellite defence system and an underground base. Now, Purbright have the patent to a coronavirus. Who knows how many patents for coronavirus? It's in between 60 and 70. Various different strains, there are 60 to 70 patents. Purbright has the main patent on coronavirus. Guess who granted the patent? Any guesses? It was Serco, because they won the patent office. Painting a picture yet, guys?
Go study history. Go study history.
Serco's CEO, Robert Soames, grandson of Winston Churchill and brother of Conservative MP Nicholas Soames. Rupert was trapped in a web of lies recently. He was caught tweeting aboard a sleeper train from London to Scotland during its lockdown. The company's media arm's statement said, he fiercely defends his decision to show solidarity with frontline workers. Those words might have worked if Mr. Soames had not been photographed 3 hours later on a boat near Loch Nevis. It turns out he has a country estate there where he employs 3 staff.
Lord Purbright Rothschild, who started the Purbright Institute, was a spiritual mentor of Cecil Rhodes, Alfred Milner, the Pilgrim Society, DERA, which is the Defence Evaluation and Research. This is the military industrial complex. We're talking about the military industrial complex. They're the progenitors of MI5, MI6 and GCHQ. It all came from the Pilgrim Society and this group of institutions. Right, they also funded eugenics. Does anybody know what eugenics is? It's racial selective science. Along with the Rockefeller Foundation, the Purbright Institute, and the Round Table Society are involved in funding Nazi experiments. After the Nuremberg trials, they continued to fund it. They also created the idea of concentration camps in the Boer War. So we have the theme of concentration camps, eugenics, vaccines, and defense companies, all involved in this unholy trio of track and trace.
Responding to the new evidence, he said the purpose of the visit was to conduct essential job interviews with candidates for the position of resident manager. Wasn't this the same issue that forced Scotland's chief medical officer Catherine Calderwood to resign?
Enter the Gates Foundation, our great friends Bill and Melinda Gates. Does anybody know how many shares they have in Serco and their particular avenue of private prisons? 200,000 shares, worth about $20 million. Purbright, guess where it's got a massive office and it works with the Viral Institute? Wuhan! Surprise, surprise. Now, although the Crown is owned by, sorry, although Serco is owned by the Crown and the Golden Share, does anybody know who the CEO of Serco is? Sir Rupert Soames. With his brother, Sir Nicholas Soames, does anybody know who their grandfather is? Winston Churchill. 5 points for the man over there.
There's widespread public concern that the government is in hock to these giant outsourcing companies. Concerns that Serco and the like aren't just ripping off the public, but they're putting lives in danger. So does the Secretary of State think that the public should be reassured or worried by the fact that Serco's former chief spin doctor is now his Minister for Health?
Nicholas Soames, Rupert's brother, is best friends, literally best friends, famously with Mr. Prince Charles, Mr. Captain Reset. And yeah, we all know. Famously, Nicholas Soames warned Princess Diana 6 months before her death to stop investigating landmines. Do you know why? Because he's the CEO of Aegis, one of the biggest military industrial contractors, which is also involved in landmines. Okay, so, right, I'm now going to go down a bit of a further rabbit hole. Nicholas Soames is best friends with Prince Charles, so by default, guess who he's pictured with many times and also good friends with? Jimmy Savile.
Oh, God.
His brother Rupert Soames, the CEO of Serco. Guess whose flight log he's on with his wife Millie? Jeffrey Epstein is intrinsically linked with some of these military industrial complexes through Lockheed Martin.
For me, what matters is what works. Because what works will save lives. And I will work with anyone, public or private sector, here or overseas, to gain any inch of ground against this disease.
Okay, so this little island of debauchery is actually linked intrinsically with the military industrial program. With defence contractors, it gets so deep, even I was totally blown away by what I found over last weekend. So basically, the man that is the CEO of Serco, owned by the Crown, is going to administer a system. But when you sign your permissions to the app, now, you know, when we have apps, everyone is so scared about the permissions for Snapchat. Oh my God, what's it going to do? What's this flashlight going to do? Can you imagine when you press, I accept, on the test and trace app that comes from Serco, the biggest military industrial contractor in the world. Can you imagine?
Another company involved is Palantir, a software data company with some controversy. Its role has recently been extended and gone beyond an original focus on ventilators to also include other care during the pandemic. The contract with the NHS does indicate that Palantir is allowed to negotiate its own arrangements on intellectual property with third parties going forward, which third parties are not specified.
What the small print says in that app, I can tell you now that I've seen the research, it's the biggest backdoor into your phone that you can imagine. That's one thing. You're also entering into a contract where you can get a notification at any time for any reason because you've been near to someone that allegedly had a test that's totally inaccurate for coronavirus and you have to go home right now and you get £1,000 fine. Who's going to be administering it? Serco, the people that administer the ankle tags for prisoners, the people that administer mobile prisons, nuclear defence, blood banks. Is this the kind of people that we want to be entering a contract into?
Under the cover of this pandemic, billions of public money handed to faceless corporations, including Tory-linked firms, without competition or transparency, without democratic accountability, or any accountability, for that matter, to the public. And it's money that should have been invested in our National Health Service, that should have left a legacy for the British people by building up properly funded public services that we can all rely on in the future. But instead, it was siphoned off.
And they're going to be able to say to us and dictate to us what we can and can't do. Does anybody want to enter into that contract?
No.
Has a single person here downloaded that track and trace app?
No.
Good. I've got some bad news for you. I've got lots of people that contact me from various different sources, different places. I was contacted last week by a young lad who has not downloaded the app. He showed me a screenshot of his Google settings. He's got COVID-19 turned off and he still got a notification. It knew his name. And it said, you've been near an infected person, you have to isolate. And I informed him that's at risk of a £1,000 fine. He said he'd leave his phone at home.
Faculty, an AI company involved in the development of the contact tracing app and conducting data modeling to help government officials respond to the pandemic.
We help organizations build capability in artificial intelligence. The value of artificial intelligence is going to be when it can be used by governments, when it can be used by companies, by hospitals, by schools. We're really focused in bringing this technology to the real world.
The project is based on a secretive contract signed last December to develop an NHS AI lab with faculty.
Has anyone researched the Chinese credit system?
Yes.
Has anybody researched what's happening in the Xinjiang province in Western China? They're using a social credit system linked in with the COVID-19 app that uses a QR code that is red, yellow or green. Maybe, no or yes, which dictates your entire life. That's now been integrated with the Chinese credit system, and in one province it's used to decide who goes to the internment camps, or the re-education camps as they're called. The BBC admits they have 1 million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps that are put there digitally. Now, in Xinjiang, they're not allowed Facebook, so you don't have photos uploaded and it's not tagged. We do this willingly. We willingly give our facial recognition details to the beast. In Xinjiang, if you don't comply, they strap you down to a board and they forcibly scan you.
The government refuses to say how many companies it invited to bid for it, and the Department of Health won't give us any details about what the original contract was for. Faculty had no track record in the NHS beyond one, project managing staff's time in a clinic. It remains unclear why it was selected to transform the NHS through AI. Some say the link is Mr. Dominic Cummings. After Cummings was appointed chief advisor to Boris Johnson, Ben Warner, a faculty data scientist who worked with him on the Vote Leave project, was hired as an advisor to Number 10 on data and technology. Warner just happens to be the brother of Mark Warner, the co-founder and chief executive of Faculty.
And once you're scanned to the facial recognition, you don't even need the app, you don't need the QR code, it's your face, a digital patch. And when it's scanned, it says trustworthy, untrustworthy, or maybe. And if you're untrustworthy, you've already got one foot in the internment camp.
Real misery, world conflict, enact social change, so they want it. But we must abstain, acquiesce, and you're in for a world of pain. A workhouse where you dream of a minimum wage. That's the plan, but it's closer than you think. We'd be there now if it wasn't for the cosmic shift. They're panicking, the game is up, it's all illusion. The only truth is love.
Is this surprising to anybody here, or did you guys already aware of quite how bad this is?
Some new news.
Because unfortunately, most of these poor bastards walking up and down here, some of them think we're completely insane. Some of them think we're just nutters that have watched one YouTube video and come to these crazy conclusions.
I'd say it's just a coincidence if it wasn't that a private company owned by Dominic Cummings paid more than £250,000 to Faculty. He has declined to explain the reason for the payments, and Faculty also declined to say what they were for. The company's shareholders include two current and former Conservative ministers.
I'm looking to get whistleblowers on my channel. My channel is called Double LMC, that's my name, it's my artist name, and the show is called Rise Above. So for everyone that's tuned in, thank you very much. For everyone that's sharing what I'm trying to put out, please do, because things are getting so close. The World Economic Forum has now said that the Great Reset happens in January 2021. Straight from the words of Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. It's talked about by Prince Charles, it's talked about by David Attenborough every day this week in the mainstream media. It's coming. Secure your assets, batten down your hatches, make networks of like-minded people, and prepare for the storm. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rise above.
I thought you should know who is handling your data and the way it's being done. This is not just about the app. It's about private companies infiltrating our health systems and affecting government decision making, all shrouded in secrecy and without a debate with the people. If you are okay with this track record, then go ahead. Download the app that promises to save your life.